This is our Sunday Club anniversary service, and I have the pleasure of also helping out with Sunday Club. So I just want to encourage anyone out there, if you've been thinking, oh, I want to help, I don't know what I want to do, think and pray about it, because we need more Sunday Club helpers and leaders to come and work with our beautiful children and young people. And I just wanted to thank them. I wanted to thank Claire Martin and Claire Waller for leading the band and the young people that are leading our worship service. I also wanted to thank the Sunday Club helpers and young people who will be doing readings and helping throughout this service. And without further ado, I'd like to hand it over to Claire Evans, who is our Sunday Club director.
Gosh, that sounds fancy, doesn't it? Help to coordinate an amazing team. Sarah is going to open our call to worship this morning. Thank you, Sarah.
Welcome to our Sunday Club anniversary. We're reading from Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Please join us in some songs of praise to God as we lift God's name high.
Our theme over the summer has been loosely Olympics based. And at the opening ceremony of the Olympics, the flags are all paraded and presented of the countries. So if there's anybody, children or anyone else who want to come and wave flags as we lift God's name high this morning, that would be amazing. There are actions to lots of these first songs too. So if any children want to come nearer the front, have flags, instruments and join in, that would be fantastic. We're going to start with "Lord, I lift your name on high." Amazing. Please do take your seats. If you want to go and sit back down, you could just leave the flags. Tell you what, just pop the flags down here. Safe, put it if you want to. Tuck them under there. Then we might need them at the end. That was brilliant. There we go. Let's just tuck them down and find somewhere to sit. Brilliant. We have, at the moment, over 60 children on our Sunday Club registers, which is such a huge, huge blessing in this church. And whether they've come once or twice, whether they come once a month, whether they come every week, they are all as valued and as important to us and to God. And that's part of the reason we have our Sunday Club anniversary celebration. So in the Olympics, if an athlete wants to succeed, they need to get in training. I've come clearly in my sports gear this morning. That was a bit of an oversight. You have to have the right gear, the right equipment, and put in the commitment and the dedication. And every time they train, they need to warm up. And they need to follow the instructions of their coach. That being said, we are going to warm ourselves up. We're going to listen. We're going to play Simon Says. Oh, some excitement. And I'm going to start, and then I have lined up a little helper to come and take over from me in a moment. I think you all should know the rules. Yep, Sarah definitely knows the rules. If Simon says it, you do it. If Simon doesn't say it, you don't do it. We're not going to be mean and get anyone out. That would just be a bit harsh, wouldn't it? But let's see how awake you are this morning. Oh, don't worry, Wynn. If I say anything you can't do, just, you know, don't worry. Do what you can. Simon says stand up. Simon says sit down. Simon says pat your head. Simon says rub your tummy. Simon says pat your head and rub your tummy. Stop. Oh, oh, Simon says stop. Simon says stand on one leg. Oh, somebody's a bit wobbly. Simon says hop up and down. Simon says stop. Turn around. Oh, caught a few of you there. Oh dear. Simon says sit down. Simon says tap your shoulders. Simon says tap your head. Touch your nose. Oh, nearly, 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 nearly. Albert is going to come and take over from me, because I'm sure he is an expert at this. So keep listening and follow the instructions. Can you hold it?
Simon says, touch your head. Simon says, touch your toes. Simon says, stand up. Pat your head.
Oh, you caught them.
Simon says, touch your nose. Simon says, touch your tummy. Touch your head.
Oh. one more lot.
Simon says, touch your knees. Touch your head.
Oh! You caught loads of people out, Albert. Dear, oh dear. If you're going to get in training, you're going to have to improve your listening skills, I think, a little bit. Well, Theo is going to bring us our Bible reading for this morning from Hebrews. Thank you, Theo.
Okay. This is a reading from Hebrews 12, verses 1 to 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, a champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne.
Thank you, Theo. So throughout the summer, we looked at some different Bible characters. Some are well known, and some a little less familiar to us, who followed God, listened to God, and through God achieved victory in different ways. And although maybe flawed as individuals, they had characteristics of strength, endurance, commitment, obedience, and faith. So Kelvin, Ivy, Victoria, Hepzibah and Leo are all going to come up and share with you some of the things we've been up to. If you all come up together and then we'll take it in turns. That's it. Okay, so you come up here and we need Kelvin first, then Ivy, then Victoria, then Hepzibah, then Leo at the end. Okay.
To start off the holidays, we had a fun week thinking about the Olympics. We talked about how important it is to practice and train when you want to be good at something and keep going even when it gets really hard. We used a verse from Hebrews 12 verses 1b to 2a to remind us that as Christians, we always need to develop a relationship with God by reading the Bible and praying and following Jesus, and to keep going even if it feels difficult. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. We had lots of sports activities, made Olympic torches, and created posters with a verse on it.
Olympic athletes are very strong, but not as strong as Samson. From the book of Judges in the Bible, Samson had really long hair and God gave him amazing super strength. When Samson followed God's plan and ways, he was able to protect God's people. But when Samson went his own way and allowed his hair to be cut, he became weak. Only when Samson returned to God did his strength come back and he could protect God's people again. We remembered Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Like Samson, we are strong through Jesus.
In the story of Jonah, we learn how Jonah tried to run from God and hide from what God had asked him to do. But God did not let Jonah run away, and he did not let him drown. Even from the stomach of a great fish, God rescued Jonah and then used Jonah to use his message to the people of Nineveh. He learned to obey and follow God. We created posters and models of Jonah in the fish.
At first, Gideon tested God to check if he was really asking him to lead an army against the Midianites. One morning, the fleece was dry and the ground was wet. The next morning, the fleece was wet and the ground was dry. Then Gideon showed great faith in God and followed his directions. God asked Gideon to trust him, and he made his army smaller and smaller until there were only 300 men left. They blew trumpets, broke jars with torches inside, and defeated the Midianites without a single sword. They shouted for the Lord and Gideon.
Joshua, we learned about how we can have victory through courage. God chose Joshua to lead the Israelites into the promised land, but he had to listen carefully to God's instructions and do as he said. Joshua had to trust God and be very brave to take the land God gave them. We read and acted out the story of Joshua and all the people marching around the walls of Jericho. Our priest actors used party blowers as trumpets and carried the Ark of the Covenant around Jericho. We followed God's instructions and were not afraid of the people of Jericho. And when we shouted, the walls came tumbling down. We made a prayer wall poster and drew around our hands on it, asking God to be with us or someone we knew so that we could follow him and be brave in frightening situations. Remember, he is always with us.
Thank you. Fantastic. Our readers, the first time lots of them have read in church this morning, and that is great courage and strength as these things have learned. So thank you to our readers. And across the summer, you know, it's a whole team effort, people, different people, different weeks, all their creative ideas. You can hopefully see all around the church. Closer up looks afterwards in amongst the other art as well. Our final week we looked at Jesus, the ultimate champion, victory over sin and death, always with us, so we need not be afraid and we can share that victory with him. I'm going to ask this moment of truth, as many of the children as possible who would like to come up the front. We have been learning a song to sing for you now. If you weren't here the weeks we did it, it's very, very easy and you're still very welcome to come up the front. Okay, I don't want to be on my own. You're also welcome to join in. It's very straightforward. It's called Ask, Seek, Knock. When we ask, God cares. When we seek, he's there. And when we knock, 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 he opens the door. Okay, so don't worry about standing up, but children, if you'd like to come and join me, please. Please, please. Come on, Lydia. Come on, Josie. Oh, well done, Sarah. Do you know what? I don't think we've got Majesty here today, have we? Because Majesty had the best moves. He really did when we did it up in Sunday Club. Give yourselves a big space. That's it. Brilliant. Well done. If you're a bit more nervous, you can hide behind the back. Fantastic. Oh, well done, everybody. Do you want to take a few steps forward? I'm getting squashed. That's it. Well done. Go on, big spaces. That's it.
That was a great one, wasn't it? I mean, I'm disappointed that the others wasn't joining in, standing up and joining. I mean, I was looking for an excuse to join in. But it's a wonderful, and thank you so much, especially for this Sunday school teachers, been organizing the children and teaching them. How wonderful to see the young ones performing, not just performing, worshiping the Lord. Out of the mouth of the babes, the praise comes. If you don't shout, the stones will cry out, apparently. Isn't it? And that's what happens. If you don't, stones. But God can raise up, and God raised up our children, and we are here to praise along with them and praising God, thanking God for this gift that is given to us, this church. We've been looking at running the race. Olympics. You've been watching Paralympics? Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? Nice, or the ability doesn't stop them. Finding a way to run the race. Have you ever run the race? Have you ever run the race? Have you run the race? Yeah, long time ago. Yes, yeah. Have you ever won the medal? Yeah, people have said that. Children, have you ever won the medal? I was meant to bring a trophy to show things. Not because actually my son wins something and I win something. And they're given one, especially one thing, it reminds me of the little ones. Not because they won the competition, it's because they're given that trophy. It's because he was participating in it. So that was a very interesting one. That it's not because he won it, it's because he took part into that competition, which I thought is really a good one to have that trophy. Feels like a winning a gold medal, but it just at least you got that one as a because participated in it. And it's also interesting when you're running the race, the things that really makes you run faster or harder is when people around you cheering for you. Isn't it? Is people around you are cheering for you. The way exactly that you're cheering for these children who are performing or doing things. But it's always something extra boost that comes in when somebody cheers for you. Is that right? Am I making it up? No. Is that true? Yeah. Thinking about the Olympics one. I don't know about you. The one thing that's the greatest memory or the historical moment that happens when in 1991 or 92, when the Olympics were happening in Barcelona, in Spain. So that something happened in there, people, maybe I think I'm old enough to remember, I think people there would remember the one incident that nobody forgets that. It really, in the history of the Olympics, that's the most important bits happen. A guy called Derek Redmond. Have you heard of him? Yeah, some of you are shaking heads. Derek Redmond, he is a British young athlete. He trained his holy socks out just to get into these Olympics. He trained harder and harder. Some of he dedicated his life to get into that, trained all the way day and night. And then he got into the qualification round and he got into these Olympics. And his goal was to win the Olympic medal. Or something, even take part into it. But what happened is, while he's ready to get through it, and then he's won the semi-final, which means that he can get into the final ready, and he can almost see the trophy that he wants to get it. And he started running it. And what happened, unfortunately, he pulled a muscle in his leg, halfway through. And this is what we are going to see, what happened. When that time that he just pulled his muscle, he couldn't do anything else. Just watch. As you can see, the struggle, he tried to run on his own, even he pulled his right leg, his muscles. A guy who came, that was his dad. And he couldn't watch his son going through this pain. And he's not going to let him do it on his own. The people, the official trying to stop him. Nobody could stop him. Because that's what happens. When his dad watching his son going through struggle, he's come through and get through. And he told him, I'm not going to let you go through this on your own. I'm going to walk with you until the end to cross the line. And that's a lesson for us. Our Christian faith teaches us life is like a race that we all run. We all run, but also the Christian faith tells us it's not going to be easy run. There will be struggles. There will be pain. There will be a broken heart. There will be points that you can't make friends. There will be a point that somebody, one of your friends, say bad things on your back. The friend that you thought is going to be best friend. Or there will be times that where you're expecting a good grade didn't come through. There will be a time the teacher didn't understand you. There will be a time your family members doesn't understand you. But that's a race God has promised us. You don't have to run on your own when you go through the pain. Father God, He said, I am going to be there. Not on your own. I'm going to help you to cross the line. Jesus, the Savior, who left His throne in heaven, He came down to be with you. Not only just to be with you, to show you how to run the race. And we are the followers of Jesus, that we can fix our eyes on Jesus. He will help you to through until the end. No matter what struggles that you go through, He will help you. I was playing cricket yesterday. It was nice. Very nice. And I saw one little boy. He was very young, too young to play. In fact, he was good. And in our team, because he's not really a professional, but he's a good team. And that little boy, it must be a 13 or something. He was so confident. I was thinking, because sometimes it can be intimidated when you're standing there and when the blokes are 3 times bigger than me, you know, they're trying to hold the bat like a little stick and then they can hit the sticks or anything. And he was there very little. And I just thought, but he's having that confidence. And it's not only that, you have to umpire opponent team. So he was umpiring as well. And he wasn't giving in to anybody bloke asking for LBW. I was like, nope, I'm not giving in. I just thought, how confident is that? And I just thought, wow, that's a very little boy. And he's the youngest one and the smallest one. And he had a great confidence. And then I found out his dad is playing in the team. And he's not only small, he's big. Nobody wants to mess up with him. And not only that, he's also the captain of the team. You can see the confidence comes from, isn't it? And we got our great captain too. Can't we? When we run the race, we can have that confidence. When we're running, God is there to help you. We got our Father who is with you, never going to let you down. Shall we pray? Dear God, we thank you for this time. Jesus, running the race is not easy. In fact, it costed your life, your son's life. You died for us on that cross so that we don't have to go through the same pain. But yet, you understand how we feel. You understand when we feel like we are on our own. But Lord, but you never leave us alone. Bless everyone in this building going through this difficult race in their life. Might be a job, might be a study, might be a health. Lord, I pray you be with them in that race. In fact, open their eyes to see you are beside them, running along with them. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer in Jesus' name this Sunday Club anniversary service. We give you thanks and praise for this celebration day. We give you praise and thanks for our children, young people, and wider church family. We recognize that children are a blessing from you, Lord. They are your church of today and tomorrow. We give you thanks and praise for our pastor, Reverend Moses John, and his wife, Kim, and family. We thank you for guiding us in this new season together, and may we, your church, be a blessing to each other and the wider community. Help us, Lord, we pray, to serve you with joy and love. Lord, we ask that you be with us in the coming weeks as students, teachers, and staff have returned to school for a new academic year. Please let our students feel your peace and know that you are with them always. Please guide and give wisdom to teachers and staff and volunteers who work with children and young people. Please also be with parents, grandparents, guardians, and carers as they support their learners. Lord, please bless Youth for Christ and Sarah Glasswell as she ministers in schools and in the community. Please also guide Sarah and the team as they lead our youth group, Illuminate. Please help the young people to grow in the grace and knowledge of you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we think about the wider world and the needs of children and young people and their families living through wars, conflicts, and natural disasters. We pray for those families that have fled war and conflict, risking their lives to find safety and security. We humbly ask you, Lord, for peace, aid, and relief for these families. We ask you, Lord, to also locally and in our church family, remember our prayer requests that come through on the prayer chain. Lord, we ask you to bless our loved ones who are ill, in hospital, or at home in recovery. We thank you for your healing and your comfort. We pause now, Lord, so that each of us can silently lift up our loved ones and requests to you. Heavenly Father, finally I pray and we pray as Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 3, that we may be strengthened by your Holy Spirit in our inner beings, that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we may be rooted and grounded in love. Now according to you, Lord, who are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we ask or think, to you, Lord Jesus, be glory and honor and praise throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. We will now say the Lord's Prayer together. Who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive our trespasses. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you. Right, here comes the moment when I love, but I also slightly dread, because I don't want to forget anybody. I know there's people who aren't here today as well, and they'll get their books another time. We think particularly of Raquel with Ronaldo and Jediah, who've travelled back to the Philippines to be with family. So I'm going to ask Moses to come, and I will call the names, and when I call your name, if you want to come and get your book from Moses, which we will start, I think, with our children who've moved into year three, because they, traditionally, we give them a Bible, as they move into Extreme, our next Sunday club group. Okay, so Albert, we have quite a lot this year moving into Extreme. If we save a big clap for the end, otherwise we'll be here all day. So if we save a big clap for the very end. Oh, okay. Yeah, go on then, yeah, go on. Lydia! There we go, off you go. You can take it back, Albert, thank you. Josie! Yeah. Okay. And Ashley, I think, has just popped out. We will call her back in a moment. I have covered the windows of the creche with so many posters, I can't see who we've got out there. Is Imogen out there? She's coming. If I'll find Felicity and Ellie while we're at it, and we can have a family affair. It'll be the last one, won't it? Almost. Ellie. Ah, here we go. Are you all coming, girls? Brilliant. You going to come and get your books? Here we come. And Ellie's started big school this week, haven't you, Ellie? That one's Imogen, the little one. Come on. We're not scary. That one's for Imogen. That one's for Felicity. This one. And this is Ellie's. Wow. Well done, girls. Is Tiara out there? Ori, is your sister here today? Is it Tiara or Tiana? Tiara. So many names to get our heads around, isn't there? Here we go. That's it. And is David out there today? David. There we go. Hello. Oh. And didn't stick them on the back. That's for David. Angela, is there any other one else out there? Oh, good. Yeah. Freshness. Not today. Tyrone, you going to come? Oh, I missed two of the Bibles. That's just very bad. Isla, do you want to come up with Tyrone? There you go. That's for you. And that one's for Isla. And Ori. It's a trouble when I have lots of different piles, isn't it? There you go. Yeah. Okay, and we have Vanessa. That's it. And Mariah. I'm going to say, Ashley, don't sit down. Ashley, do you want to come and get your book? I called you when you'd popped out. You've got a Bible because you're moving into Extreme, our middle group. All right. Yeah. Muriel. Yes, I thought I saw you, Muriel. Florence. There we go. And Sam. There we go, see Moses. That's it. Oh, fantastic. Ooh, Rachel. And Rebecca. Ivy. Victoria. Frankie, do you want to come? I'll come to you. Leo. Just put them. I have to say, I hope it's a good one because I don't actually know who Kaká is, but it's a football story. Well, a true story. So there's a few of the lads got that for, hoping it's quite inspiring, but I don't know who he is. Samuel. Jonah. Hannah. Lisa. Isaac. Kelvin. Joshua Abimbola. We've got lots of Joshuas. Got to get the right Joshuas, hopefully. Joshua. Theo. Joshua Rimmel. I get the right. And Joshua Moses. So as they get older, they look more and more reluctant to come up. I'm sorry. Do I have to? But you are all very important to us. We're almost there. As they get taller as well. Katie. Janet. Sorry, should we dive to you? Jessica. And Chloe Ann. Is there anyone I've not called? Oh, you. Fab. So our other tradition is that we have a birthday cake because it is our Sunday Club birthday, and Angela has amazingly and beautifully made us our cake again. So I think Angela needs a big round of applause. And she's our treasurer for our Sunday Club as well, and I keep spending money and she keeps looking after us. So we're very, very grateful for all she does. If any of the children and young people want to come and stand nearish the cake, it is covered in cling film, so when afterwards it's served with coffee, it should be safe for eating. I don't actually know if there's an age Sunday Club is, but we have one candle, you know. If you're a bit smaller, do you want to come nearer the front so you can try and help blow in a minute? We're going to sing Happy Birthday to Sunday Club. She's all right. She's okay. Okay. Oh, let's let Florence near the front, shall we? She can see. There we go. That's all right. He's okay. Do you want to come around this side, Sam? Oh, we went out. Who blew already? No! It blew by itself? What? We've got a trick candle. Sorry, you can't see. I'm going to try again. No blowing. Should we take one step back? Should we let Tyrone come in front of you there, Muriel? No blowing till we've sung the song. Doesn't want a light. Oh, right. Are we ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sunday Club. Happy birthday to you. Right, one big puff all together. Okay. Well done, everyone. Thank you. You didn't blow it. Well, somebody blew it. Or did it do it by itself again?
No.
No, somebody blew well enough. Sometimes they're quite tricky, aren't they, Florence? And thankfully, Angela didn't bring the trick candles, which light back again, because that would throw us a little bit, wouldn't it? So, yeah, please do enjoy a piece of cake when we head up to the hall shortly. I know Elizabeth mentioned it at the beginning, but we are so, so very grateful for our team. We have 14, I think, people on our team at the moment. We do need more. If it is something you would like to consider, please do talk to me or one of us. Our ideal is to be on a rota once a month, so that you also have time in church. It doesn't always pan out that way. We have three age groups, age 3 up to 7, 7 to 11, and then 11 upwards to no upper limit till they feel they want to be in church. That is our biggest group at the moment, which is amazing. Our teens group. Next week, the children move up if they're due to move up. So if they've gone into year 3 or they've gone into year 7, they move up into their next group. So we, you know, please keep that in your prayers as they come, as they settle into their new groups. But yeah, we are so thankful to everyone in the team. It wouldn't be possible as a one person on their own. We're going to close our worship this morning with Be Thou My Vision, a great hymn to close as we lead out from here. The flags are still down the front if you want to come back to the flags, children. But lift your voices high, and after that, Sarah will close with our blessing. Thank you.
Father God, we thank you for everything that you give us, and we can never give as much in return. But what we do have, we offer to you now. We offer you the money that we've given. We offer you our whole lives. And we pray that you will use all of that for the building of your kingdom. Amen. And we're now going to say a blessing together for each other. So let's say together, God bless us to have the perseverance to follow God like Paul did, the strength of God in us, like Samson did, the obedience to God, like Jonah did, the faith in God, like Gideon did, the courage from God, like Joshua did, so that we can have victory in our lives through Jesus. Amen.